And I can't remember, what did we have in this bedroom when we were little? I can't even remember. And there's a double flue. We had a stove, wood stove, a wood burning stove in that room, and a wood burning stove in this room.
How did the smoke get from the stove to the flue?
Oh, it had a stove pipe. Didn't you ever see a big stove pipe that goes up and goes into the hole in the flue?
And then the flue is the brick part?
Come in here, I'll show you where the flue is.
That's what you call it.
I'll
turn this off.
It burned up in the face and froze in the back in the real cold weather.
Well, tell me about the fireplace. How'd you build a fire in it?
With kindling and wood.
Well, tell me about the whole thing.
Well, you started out with paper. You rolled up paper in the bottom, and then you put kindling on top of that, and then you put wood on top of the kindling, and you set the paper on fire, and it caught the kindling on fire, and hopefully the wood caught on fire if it wasn't wet.
Is kindling the same thing as light wood?
Yeah, well, it's just split up, not cut wood. I mean, you know, you don't go out and cut a tree down and make kindling out of it. You get kindling out of scraps of lumber and things like that. And where it came from, I don't know, because that wasn't part of my duty. But we always had kindling, we called it.
And you know that fireplace, I noticed, has a part on the front that sticks out into the room?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
It's the hearth.
And what about over, where you have the
mantle. You don't know that? Now, we bricked that over. It had a wooden mantle. But after we put gas logs in it, one morning Wayne came in, one afternoon, he says, I don't intend to carry out ashes another day. He says, we're going to put gas logs in this fireplace. I don't want gas logs, Wayne. He says, well, I'm not going to carry out ashes anymore. If you want to carry them out, you can. So I said, no. So we had it, we put the gas logs in, and the heat was so intense that it blistered the wooden mantle around it. So we had to take the wooden down and have the bricked. We had it bricked up. But that's the original mantle across the top of it that was put in there when this house was built. I had it refinished. And of course, it was a mantle that went all up with these fancy things on each side with the mirror in the middle. And I very foolishly had it all torn down. There's the mirror that was over it right there.
That's a pretty mirror.
But I had it framed, but that's the mirror that was over the mantle. And I would give anything in the world if I hadn't had the top of it torn down now. But at that time, I was young and I thought I didn't want it.
Well, is the flue the same thing as the...
Yeah, chimney. Except a chimney goes all the way. Well, a flue goes all the way to the ground, too, though. No, I don't know why you call a fireplace a chimney and the other a flue, but you do.
And then the things you have the gas logs in on are the...
Oh, it's just on a... it came with them. It's a iron, what do you call it? Brace of some sort that holds the logs on.
Is that like what you held logs up when you built fires before?
Yeah. No. You just used andirons then. I've got andirons in there. They aren't necessary. It's not resting on, but I thought it looked better.
Oh, that's what I thought they were resting on. That's what
they're not resting on those andirons. And my daughter has the original andirons that we had out of there. I gave them to her after we quit using it as a fireplace. I mean, using burning wood in it. They are andirons that my grandfather brought from Kentucky.
Don't say.
Mm-hmm. And she has them up at Clemson in her house. I gave them to her when we put after we put the logs in, and we weren't using them to put the wood on anymore. And they have wood burning fireplaces. And so she's got them up. By the way, sometimes I wish you'd go up to Clemson and look Rick up.
I wish you would.
He's an academic advisor, and his office is in the, they've just built a new building. What do they call it? It's not the athletic, they'll call it the athletic building. What do they call it? Where all the offices of the...
Administrator?
No, where all the coaches and everything have their offices. What do they call it?
Fieldhouse.
That's it, Fieldhouse. And they've just built a new one, beautiful new field house up there. You know, when they built Hartwell down, Hartwell Lake up there, part of the old football field